A good policeman caught people who carried out the atrocity. Bad policemen allowed it to happen. But I think more importantly, there was a third element, MI5, run by the army. They inspired it. And the godfathers who orchestrated it were never found. So there are many questions unanswered. Yes, the gophers who went into the Rising Sun Bar and murdered those 8 people. Previously, of course, they'd murdered 4 people at Castle Rock and were perhaps involved in other murders as well. None of that is known, but there's sufficient evidence to ask for an inquiry into what was going on in the darkest days of the North.
You're talking about collusion?
Absolutely. And, you know, these people were run by the state. And while I don't differentiate particularly between anyone who was involved in killings, people had a right to expect better behaviour from the state than being involved in a dirty war.
And now, 20 years on, you believe the time is right for those who know to come out and tell the truth?
Well, of course. And, you know, in the last few days, Torrens Knight, the man who drove the getaway car and whose picture is etched in minds all around the world, he holds vital evidence, because it's my belief that one of the gang was never arrested, was never interviewed. But more importantly than that, he and the others know who ran them, who were the agents, who paid them, who provided the guns, who moved the guns when I reported them to the police in Coleraine in the month of May. There's loads of questions to be answered. And of course, the relatives of the people in Greysteel have behaved with impeccable dignity. My God, they have. But that doesn't mean that they don't have the right to know the truth. And I have spoken to some of them on an individual basis. And yes, they do not want publicity. That is true.